No Queen Studios. Let's get back to the ITD Morning After with McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on the new Team 1380.
Nice. Welcome back to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.
It's a Google.
It is. It's a beacon of sports journalism in a dark night. That's what this radio program is. It's like the North Store. North Store?
What?
The North Store? That's what this show is like. That's about it, though.
Yeah, it's a little store you go in and you get...
This show is like a North Store.
You get a DVD of crappy radio. It's like a North Store.
Yep. Kind of stumbled into that, but now that I hear it, it makes a world of sense.
I didn't stumble into it. That's exactly what I meant to say. That or North Star in a...
Dark way. Night.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay.
Well, let's do that sports journalism now. You've been billboarding this all morning. I'm a little unsettled by it.
I think it's important for you gentlemen to just let it rip and observe whatever you want to observe. Here's the situation.
I'm going to be haunted by a visual of this. It's going to stay with me for days. Immediately, I'm going to have to throw up, and then I'm going to have to shower.
Iggy was hesitant, I think, to have this discussed on the radio, and I was even offering to...
Disgust is the right word.
To pay him to allow the story to be told because I find it to be so fascinating.
You paid him?
I was going to, but then something. I think he's a little proud of the remarks that this woman had to say about him. So he's
I'm proud of him for that too, but still disgusting.
Iggy, you're more than welcome to join in at any point during this this particular segment. By the way, Eduardo Perez and Bill DeWitt's going to join the show.
Hopefully not soon.
Let me just say this, and I'll just get it out of the way. I really didn't want to talk about it, and I never did talk about it. Mm-hmm. But when you interviewed this young lady,
she's not really that young anymore.
Well, that's true. But she brought it up, and you said she talked about you. I said, well, if she talked about it, then go ahead. But I wasn't going to bring it up.
That's the truth. Now, here's the situation. Just kind of lock on in. Terry Weigel. As an adult film star, she is the only Playboy playmate to ever...
That was not... I thought Terry Weigel was the United States Commerce Secretary.
No. Terry Weigel is an adult film star. She is the only Playboy playmate to have ever crossed over from being a playmate to doing stag.
She's like the Jackie Robinson of playmates, is what you're saying.
I wouldn't have drawn that correlation, but I see the direction in which you're going. And I really, really respect it.
She's the only Playboy playmate that did porn? That's hard to believe.
Yep. Real porn. Real hardcore Americana. Now this was 25 years ago that she was a Playboy playmate.
So how old is she now?
Producer Joe, if you could dig that up, I'm sure you want to be in on this segment
25
anyway.
25 years ago? She's probably mid-40s.
She's 45. Yeah. I actually would take the over on that if somebody were saying I had to wager. But nonetheless, a very friendly woman. And I did an interview with her.
She's good people, right?
Good people. Doesn't build homes, but good people. And I did an interview with her this past Thursday because she is going to be in St. Louis on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday dancing over at Larry Flint's.
When you'll be out of town, which is disappointing
for
you.
It is. I agree with you. But fortunately, she lives in Stuart, Florida, which is just an exit north of the Jupiter, Florida exit. So we can do a show from her home.
But she won't be there. She'll be here.
No, we're going to be there for 9 days, so she's going to be in St. Louis, and then she's going to return to Florida, so we'll be able to hang out if we want.
I'll be working for the FSN Midwest. I probably won't be
I've
able
got
to.
Some journalism somewhere that must need being done.
Al, Joe and I will go up there and see what's doing. Maybe with that Gary magic. And so I was interviewing her, and I knew that Iggy had put the thing together, and Iggy seemed to have a very good rapport with her. Which was, you know, God bless him, good for him, is what I was thinking. And so this is, I asked her how well she knew our producer/board op.
Very well.
Is that right?
Let's just say as well as I know how to get home to my house, I know him.
Really? Now, how did your relationship with our producer begin?
It happened in studio one time.
Really?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I have to
wipe
this down.
I don't know. You want me to get into detail?
Why not? Why not? Yeah, this is.
Yeah, but he's kind of private about stuff like that.
Oh, is he? I didn't know.
Is this Phyllis Diller?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's Burgess Meredith.
So I didn't. I just was. I thought I was asking a harmless question, which was,
So, because Iggy's the one that put me.
How about if I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
He was really, really, really good.
Oh my!
How's that?
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
I know. He's a single gentleman that patronizes hedonism, which. Which, in a sense, me and at least one of my co-hosts is envious of, but I didn't know that he was known as a stallion.
Very good. In fact, I'm looking right out my window thinking the same thing. I'm looking at some horses right outside my window here in Florida. And
thinking of Iggy.
Same thing. So, apropos to exactly what you said.
Wow. Are you going to see Iggy when you're in St. Louis?
I am. In fact, going to have dinner with him.
Oh, no.
Really?
Don't mix food.
Now, you're a married woman.
I am.
And how does that work?
That works threesomes.
Oh.
Perfect.
That works threesomes.
She sounds
Iggy.
Like a good sport. She sounds like a very old, very weathered good sport.
That might be a little tipsy.
You said she's 45. She sounded 75.
That's why I said I'd take the over on the age thing.
You think she had a few cocktails in her at that point?
It was 10 in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And this was all just a joke? She was serious
no,
about
this
it.
Is a true thing. I had no idea.
Then maybe we don't give Iggy enough credit.
That's what I'm saying. I asked her. Here's the next clip. I asked her. I said, what is it about
More
Iggy?
More clips?
Sure, why not?
That was plenty.
What's it about? What's Iggy got going?
Just sure of himself. That's one of the good qualities. You
that's
know
why
that.
I find him attractive.
He's sure of himself, and that really helps.
God bless him.
God bless
sounds
him.
Like he knows all, what he sounds wants. Like he's got it all for figured it, out. And that's a good quality. So, and girls like that.
Absolutely. That's why he's a single man, a bachelor.
That's right.
An eligible bachelor here in the Gateway City.
Here it is.
The Gateway City. Nobody calls it the Gateway City.
When you're interviewing a stag star, you do. Because you got nothing. You're so shocked by the fact that your board op is teeing her up in a threesome.
Oh, come on. Every time you see the Rams on, they call it the Gateway City. If it's not a
we
local
we don't call
drug.
It the Gateway City.
Outsiders do. I hate those outsiders.
And when we were talking, we were finishing off the interview there, and she had invited all of us to go up and see her dog.
All right. You know what? Have Iggy call Merle and get a password so you can get in so you can see.
Oh, I definitely will do that.
And tell Iggy he better eat his Wheaties next week.
I will make sure I pass that along.
I still really can't tell if it's just a gag or if she's being honest.
I'm going to get a handy wipe here and start the cleansing process now.
You need a key. She does live in that gated community where all the porn stars live.
They have bake sales there and raise money for good causes.
She lives in Stuart, Florida, which is a very nice area.
Oh, yeah. She must have made a lot of cash with this little business venture.
She has a website. That's what she was talking about with the password. And you can go online.
And see Iggy? Do you see Iggy on the site?
I didn't really browse through to the point where I would spot Iggy. But
that would be a nice pictorial for your website. Iggy visits
you know what? You
Terry
ever,
Weigel.
You ever see the movie Office Space?
I have, yes. They have the
guys,
stapler.
Where
stapler.
The guy's having these bad thoughts about the boss. That
yeah,
he
Lumberg
hates.
With Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I'm putting Iggy in there now.
You hate Iggy?
No, I'm just picturing Iggy in that same posture.
Iggy, defend yourself. Explain yourself. These gentlemen are on the attack, and personally, I'm envious of you.
Oh, I don't care. I know the cat's just having fun. He's not really.
Yeah, I love you, Iggy. I just don't want to. Picture you nude. You can understand that. You don't want to picture me nude, although you probably have a fantasy about Doug Vaughn.
How are you picturing me nude?
Well, that's what the whole subject matter was, I assume. I don't think it was your self-assuredness in producing radio, which you are very self-assured.
Yeah. I don't know. I know. If you go to her website, she has cameras all over the house. And so if you guys go down there a week after next and hang out, we'll bring you up on the webcam and see what you're doing there.
See producer Joe and me creeping around her house.
See Joe thumbing through the drawers looking for stuff. And
I'm pretty sure my wife and I will be at the P.F. Chang's that they have.
No, it's no big deal. I mean, we met when she was at the old station, and we were doing some stuff with them, and we went out to dinner, and I went to a couple of the shows and just got to be friends.
But you did have a rapport with her. The relationship, and she said she insinuates that there was a threesome. Well, she didn't insinuate. She flat out said it was a threesome.
Well, Merle was around.
Merle! Merle's her husband?
Yeah, Merle.
You were naked with Merle and a 45-year-old porn star?
You make it sound so dirty.
Paint us a picture with Merle. I envision some burly bowler.
I'm not a threesome kind of guy, but I'll tell you one thing. You're not getting me involved if there's a guy named Merle sitting there naked in the corner.
That Merle Haggard, was it? Remember Merle Haggard, the old country star? He's married to Terry Weigel.
Iggy, is Merle. Merle Haggard?
No, it's Merle is a very nice gentleman, actually.
Merle's about 60, right? Because no one's named Merle anymore. Merle's a little older, right?
No, he's, I would say, probably early 40s.
Oh, wow.
Scored an older one. He's got a good head on his shoulders. I mean, they've made so much money basically because of him. He does all the electronics work at the house. He does the whole stage performance that she does. He does a lot of the managing. I mean, he's a very smart dude.
What does he look like?
Harpo Marx.
That's hot.
Somehow he's got similar hair. And
was he involved
he can't
in this?
Talk,
though?
Just Iggy? Like Harpo.
Was he involved in this?
Involved in what?
The subject at hand.
No.
Your interaction.
I'll leave Merle out of it.
I think you're not being honest.
Well, you heard the clips. What else do I have to talk about? I didn't want to talk about it in the first place, but she talked about it because Timmy brought it up, so I don't care. But
yeah. She said you're a stallion. That's a compliment. I would think that right now.
I hope Merle didn't say Iggy was a stallion.
we could probably line up the phone lines and probably there are a variety of.
Well, maybe not.
Single women. That would love to now maybe be with Iggy because of this, finding out the characteristics he brings to the table between thine sheets.
They're like cat, they're throwing up.
I think this is a feather in his cap.
I am feeling reverse peristalsis. But
how about regular peristalsis? Are you feeling any of that or just the reverse type?
That's the normal flow of your
Producer Joe's here. Producer Joe, you can come in here.
It's called swallowing. When it's reverse, that's when you're going to throw up.
It's a good topic for your email of the day, brought to you by the Ticket Guys the morning after at Team 1380.
Hey, everybody. It's Producer Joe.
Iggy's interaction with Terry Weigel and Merle. Producer Joe.
Hey, buddy.
Terry Weigel has invited us to her home in Stuart, Florida. Are you interested in going up there and seeing the dogs and horses?
Sure.
Of course.
Why wouldn't I be? I think it would be interesting to go inside a porno star's house.
Great point.
Cat, you can't argue with that. Every day, the cat. I mean, it's a life experience. It's what you wake up every morning looking for.
Well, once you have that life experience, you're ready to die, I think. You're all set.
Yeah, I mean, just cross something else off the list.
What if Terry Weigel invited you into her chambers?
I'd probably pass.
Ooh, it sounded like you hesitated.
Yeah, I would pass. I don't think I can handle doing that, no. She's a little old.
45 really isn't that old. If you got a 45,
she's an
woman
old
who's
45.
I agree with that.
what if you got to hang out with Iggy and Tim and you guys were all oiled up?
What about Merle?
Oh, no.
Can Merle be there?
And Merle
will be doing the video work.
Merle's putting the oil on.
Earl will be doing the video
work. It's Merle, asshat.
Merle?
Merle.
I couldn't get after it, no.
I have a feeling if she made a move on you, you'd probably be more than happy to oblige.
I don't think I could, man. I'm serious.
Go in after Iggy?
I'm serious. I couldn't do it.
Okay. Man, I'm honestly going to do it.
What about you, Tim?
I'm a married gentleman, and I'd have to pass.
She's a married woman.
Yeah, but that Merle.
Merle's a free thinker. And a darn good electrician, apparently.
Why do I get the feeling that all of a sudden Merle would be interested in Tim?
Why would you say that?
That Tim is a pretty man. Let me show you how I wire up these electronic gizmos over here. Next thing you know, Tim's on the website.
Can we link it to Inside STL?
Yes.
Anything for a few more hits and unique visitors.
How much traffic do you think we'd be able to pull if me and Terry Weigel got after
Taking a look at TerryWeigel.com, it doesn't look like it's necessarily getting a whole lot of traffic. But there is a webcam, and Iggy directly communicated with her last week. He was watching her on the webcam, and all she was doing was cleaning her house. And Iggy said he called her and said, "What kind of porn star are you? You're cleaning the house with clothes on." And then she flashed Iggy on her webcam.
That was for Austin, I wasn't.
Oh, Austin,
yeah. Austin, the board op, wanted to see something, so I told her to get busy and put down a mop.
Does Merle ever make a cameo on this? Because I kind of would like to see what this gentleman looks like. I honestly would picture really? Jerry Garcia.
Well, if you turn on the webcam, he usually gets up around 10, and first thing he does is walk into the kitchen to make
How do you
coffee.
Know this?
Because I was on the webcam the other day when she gave us the new password.
And it was all for Austin.
She wants to do
now,
a
you
show.
You know he usually gets up at 10 based on one viewing for Austin.
Well, that's just, he goes to, he has a
I think
has
you ought
job.
To go to Capitol Hill with Roger Clemens on
he
this.
He is running a adult entertainment club, kind of like PT's down in Stuart, Florida. And he is managing it because they just opened. They wanted him to manage it. So he goes into work
What's it called,
at 11,
Merle?
So he gets up at 10.
It's actually called, like, TP's, I think. They just did a little dyslexia on the PTs here.
But he's up, and you'll see him in the kitchen. So if you want to see him that bad, go on. Timmy's got the password. Go on and go to the kitchen cam.
Apparently, Terry wants to do a show for InsideSTL.com people where she'll give out a one-day password, and she'll do a live show for everyone to tune in and watch.
Nice. The message board guys will love it.
It's a nice gesture on her part. Merle's going to... I picture more of a Larry the Cable Guy look for Merle.
Well, you know he's got some kind of mustache. I mean, that goes without saying. I assume, however, there's a beard and some long hair and probably
Iggy said
a gut
he looks
that
like
makes
Harpo Marx, which hasn't... Harpo had, God rest his soul, had no facial hair, as I recall, just a big mop do.
Iggy, does he have any facial hair, Merle?
No, it's just kind of a dark, frizzy, curly mop of hair.
Does he have a horn like Harpo had?
No, he speaks.
There's no question in my mind that he has a gold chain.
Maybe a Ron Jeremy head. Look with the mop of hair.
Ooh, nice.
The hedgehog.
Jake's Coke.
I wonder what Merle has for breakfast. I might get on that.
Oh, he had some toast the other morning. He said the toast was sitting in the toaster for a while. He was about to call him and say, hey, get your toast.
No wonder we can't get any guests on this show. We're looking at Merle make breakfast.
We may have just hit the low point of this program since we began in September.
I kind of think this is a peak.
8:34 a.m. We're talking about Merle making toast on the website.
How
That's
many?
What
I never,
this program
I
has
never,
become.
I never thought we could go lower than we did last week.
When Will Clark and Tony La Russa
yeah,
stood
we did
up.
It. We're out of topics.
No,
we're done.
No, I think
we're finished.
I think the lowness at which we can stoop is infinity.
How much lower do you go than this, really?
I always think there's a bottom, and we break through it.
Well, we got a whole week in Florida to ratchet it up, the cat.
I would really like you to go up to Terry Weigel's house, Producer Joe, and just see what could happen.
I'm not going by myself, man. I'm serious.
Why? What do you think they're
going
to do?
I'm not going by myself.
I think that'd be the move.
Yeah, well, we've heard what you think my move should be before.
I think that'd be the move.
Maybe Cat will go with you and bring some fondue. That'll be entertaining.
Cat, you interested in bringing
Look,
some fondue?
Look, Iggy took a shot at me because he's mad that I'm making fun of his porn star friend. I could sense the anger. Come on, Iggy. Just for the show, buddy. You don't have to get all mad.
She's opening up a restaurant that's going to have a Hooters theme, also, so she says. But instead of being Hooters, it's going to be called Wiggly's.
I see what she did there.
And
I bet you Merle probably came up with that idea. Merle probably came up with it.
He's very good. He's very good with electronics and ideas. He's an innovator and he's an electrician.
And he's quite the toast chef.
And Iggy is engaged in love with him.
With him?
Well, he was.
Oh, that's right. They were oiled up.
Yeah, you never know.
There's threesomes. She said. Good for him. He's the only one that's been with a porn star out of all of us.
No, it's not good for you when you've been with Merle. That's not a good for you. That's a, oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, here's the thing is, back in the day, we had Gina Lynn in studio with us.
We did, and her husband, Travis Knight, who was not a fan of Mexicans, he said.
She had a dog.
That was his big platform.
It just out of nowhere he began to attack.
See, before I wasn't
the
able
Latino
to,
community.
After I met her and I had to drive her and her husband back and forth from the radio station both trips.
The Drury Inn in Collinsville. Producer Joe was on that assignment.
I had to drive him back and forth, and the car ride over was really awkward because, well, I didn't know them, but I'd seen her work. And we loosened her up during the radio show for the ride home. That was really the move, talking about every single porn star in the business. It was great entertainment, but I haven't been able
it's
to watch
it. Reflecting on the days gone by and the great sport of baseball, isn't it?
Nostalgia.
But I haven't been able to watch a Gina Lynn film since then.
What about when that Travis Knight comes on?
No, can't watch that either. But they did leave videos back behind, remember? Oh, we'll leave these for you guys.
Very nice.
And well, I don't necessarily, like, most times someone brings in free video and it's snooped up or swooped up pretty quickly.
Sometimes it's snooped up.
Yeah, snooped up.
But that Travis Knight was a heck of a reserve power forward for those Lakers.
Yeah.
Remember that, Doug?
UConn.
And he played for UConn.
Yeah.
Same guy?
No.
No. This gentleman just decided to name himself after that middle-of-the-road player.
He looked like Eminem, bleach blonde hair. That was his gimmick. I'm going to look like Eminem. But I haven't been able to watch her film. The good thing is I can't watch Terry Weigel film right now as it is.
So, why? Because you're picturing Iggy naked with her?
Yeah.
And that Merle.
Sitting there waiting for his toast to cool.
Just hope he doesn't cross any wires.
I really think it's mandatory that this program makes a cameo at Terry Weigel.
Well, like I said, I'll go if you'll go.
Nice.
In.
Are you?
Kat, what about you and Aaron shooting up there?
I think we're going to be shopping or something.
Hey, honey, we're going to go see a Hollywood star.
Doug, what about you and your lensman, Stan the Man Kostecki?
I'm thinking it's probably not going to happen.
Producer Joan Alvey will be there.
Where we're going to take some pictures. How great would that be?
That actually is a good move.
No, the best move. This is something I would watch. I know he's not going to do anything, but if you could just access her camera and there's producer Joe sitting at the kitchen table with Merle, I would watch that.
Nice.
Hey, want some toast? Don't mind if I do.
Dogs and horses, that's what she invited us up to see.
And toast.
I couldn't help but think, honestly, she's inviting us to do that she just wants to... I really do.
She's going to be very let down.
I think you would
you
probably...
You have standards.
I can't do it, man.
I think you would. I can't. Honestly do.
I won't.
Get you a few of those boat drinks you like to drink?
Yes.
You know what I'll do? Because let's face it, I've already screwed up enough things like with the fondue and ruining that interview. Right. And if I could ruin the...
You'll take one for the team with Terry Weigel?
No, I won't do that. I wouldn't even consider that. But you know that huge per diem that we're getting from the radio station for a time down there? Right. I will give it to Iggy so that Iggy can fly down and take my place.
Escapade. Oh my God,
that's quite an offer.
Yeah. Nice gesture.
Yeah, I'll do that because I don't want to ruin the show again.
Right.
With fondue talk.
Well, you're a gentleman.
Yeah.
Well, you're a gentleman.
How much is that per diem we're getting from the radio station?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know. Producer Joe and I are staying in the same hotel
together.
Maybe not. After all, got a little station business to handle.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we'll talk about it after the show.
I mean, Producer Joe's.
He might be at the Embassy Suites, buddy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not supposed to give out the hotel.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a ton of people looking for us, roaming the halls.
I'm not doing that Embassy Suites. I don't like that
Embassy
Suites.
Well, they got swans in the
lobby. I know they have swans in the
lobby. Bach and Beethoven.
I don't care for it.
Real swans?
Real swans. They're more welcome there than you are. Just remember that.
We have Eduardo Perez joining us in the next segment. I bet he stayed at the Embassy Suites at one point or another. Coming up in the next segment, then Bill DeWitt will join us at 9:20. We wanted to leave a little gap between the Terry Weigel story and then our interview of the Cardinal owner, who probably wouldn't necessarily be on board with this particular segment.
Unless he was looking for some electronics work. I hear Merle is pretty good.
That's exactly right. So
I could see Doug at the table. Waiting for some toast with Merle. Merle's got a flannel shirt on and a work belt.
Merle. God. When is the last time you heard a gentleman named Merle? Merle Haggard, that's it.
It's the only Merle I could come up with off the top of my head.
Merlin Olsen. You think he was ever called Merle?
No.
Merlin. There's a difference between Merle and Merlin.
I would think so. Merlin has a touch of class.
We're not saying that Merle is not a classy
guy.
He looks like Harpo Marx. And he enjoys toast.
Enjoys watching his wife with Iggy.
That takes a special gentleman. Cat's about to get ill.
We'll take a break and come back with sports journalism carried over. This segment was brought to you by the brilliant clarity of Lordo's Diamonds.
Toyota owners, is
your family's jeweler for life, Lordo's on Clayton in Ladue. 25 minutes of uninterrupted sports talk. We'll take a break and come back with Eduardo Perez, Bill DeWitt at 9:20 on the ITD Morning After Team 1380.